Now, I've been on public safety for a minute, and one of the things, and I supported the amendment to the bill, because in 1997, December 10th, I walked in the hospital, and I looked at my son with a hole in his chest, where he had been shot by another individual. And I, as I kissed him on the forehead, you know, and talked to him in the way that I knew how, you know, I said, you know, we got to do something about guns on the street. I walked out and talked to a lot of young people, and there was about maybe 200 young people at the hospital that I talked to, and we finally got them settled down and got them moved out. And I went outside, and the police officer looked at me and said, there's a young man that wants to talk to you. And I walked over to that young man and got in the police car, in the back of the police car, to talk to him. As I began to talk to him, he asked me, he said, how's little Akeo? And I said, little Akeo was dead. And he looked at me, and then he reached out and was giving me a hug. And at the same time that we embraced, he said, I didn't mean to kill him. A lot of things went through my head that day and that night. A lot of things happened, you know, to me as I went through, and a lot of changes. I didn't come out of that car thinking that we need to take guns off the street or we need to violate people's Second Amendment. And then when I was put on the Public Safety Committee, I thought I was put on this committee to make it so that the public would be safe. Since I've been on this committee, we have dealt with bills to put guns in people's hands, how to let people shoot more people, how to turn around and stand your own ground. This is the first time I've seen an amendment that actually said, let's put some parameters around where people can carry guns. But we have not moved to take guns away from individuals, adults, that give guns to kids. My baby was 19 years old. The young man who shot him was 18 going on 19. No time in this committee have we sat down and said, what bills can we pass to address those adults that are giving these kids these guns? No time have we sat down and say, how can we take some of these guns off the street? But we have sure been putting bills out here that have talked about putting guns in all these responsible people's hands. And Representative Shaw, I agree with you. There probably has not yet been somebody walk into a courtroom with the guns. But they also have the metal detectors. And I watch young people walk in, parents walk in, to a court hearing to where an individual has been charged for shooting an individual. And if a gun was allowed by an individual, basically some of the parents, the young parents that are there, legally, there probably would have been a shooting. Because I've seen individuals actually attack other individuals in the courtroom after a verdict has been read, or as they look at the individual who has killed their baby walk in there. Now, you may not see that in your community. You may not have been there. You may not have had to kiss your baby on the forehead. You may not have to do those things. But until we look at this committee at how we really protect the citizens here, we are playing a game. And that's from my personal belief. I thought I had a question in there, but I don't. But I'm just saying, we need to reassess where we're going with this Second Amendment, or reassess our obsession with putting guns in people's hands. I'll come to my community one day in one of the courtrooms and watch when the parents jump up over the banister and attack that individual. An individual who's been law-abiding citizen for a long time, but watch his child going to the ground.